are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You know, I usually don't like to do this. You know, I like to sit here and answer your questions. But I'm just a little fed up, and I just frustrated. And, you know, days like this make me and many medical professionals just kind of, you know, sometimes want to quit. And I'm just going to tell you, you know, what I'm dealing with this one patient. And, you know, have you guys make me feel better, because I'm just frustrated. You know, I want to feel like everybody's happy. I want, you know, people go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, great doctor. Oh, great show. And I understand that's not going to happen. I know there are going to be some people who doesn't, you know, think my show is great. I got that. All right. And who may not like me as their doctor. I mean, it's very hard to take. And, yeah, I may cry about it. But I know that's part of life, you know. And I guess, you know, there's this parent. And it's interesting. This is why I'm not a pediatrician. I'm not a pediatrician because of the parents. I can handle adult patients all the time. I love the kids. I love the kids. It's the parents. So there's this child who's actually, I think, 18. I think she's an adult child. But nevertheless, mom's in, and that's fine, you know. I mean, I like families being involved. And I guess the girl is really having some burning in her stomach, esophagus. Right? And I think this girl is a very, very smart girl. I think she probably puts a lot of stress on herself to achieve. I don't want to say she's an overachiever. You know, and I've been there. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're probably developing a little bit of an ulcer. You know, let's have the gastroenterologist take a peek at you. Oh, we saw the gastroenterologist. Yeah, he thinks it's an ulcer, too. He wants to do a test, do a scope, and nah. We don't want to do it. You help her. Well, I mean, if there's an ulcer, there's not much I want to do until I know how much of an ulcer there is. You know, I don't want to treat these things blindly. I mean, is it ulcerating to the point where it's digging a hole? Yeah, that'll go out the other end. Is it not an ulcer? Is it, you know, esophagitis, gastritis? No. We don't want to go back to the GI doctor. Well, do you want a second opinion? Do you want another GI? No. Dr. Dahlia, we want you to fix it. Well, there's really not much I could do. You know, I could try this medicine. No, that medicine doesn't work. I go, well, if the medicine doesn't work, then I don't have that many more ideas. Yeah, you do. What about that bacteria? So they're talking about that H. pylori bacteria. And I'm like, well, okay, we could try treating her, but I think that's kind of an awful, you know, kind of regimen. I don't think she's going to tolerate it. No, doctor, that's what we want. Okay, fine, but please, you know, I still don't like treating this blindly. Okay, so we give her the press pack, right? And I get a call, you know, today. No. Now she's having burning. She's reacting to the medicine. I go, okay, stop the medicine. If you're reacting, someone's got to see you. Come in. No, we don't want to come in. I mean, it's all no. Now, any other doctor right now would have probably kicked their butts out of their practice. But again, it's not the kid. It's the mom. Okay? The mom is driving us crazy. I mean, if I could just talk to the kid and say, look, I think you have an ulcer. There's only so much I could do. And I'm just not getting through to mom. And it's like, what do you do with people like that? I know a lot of you are drivers, truckers, dentists, psychologists. I don't like the idea of just telling these people to take a hike. But I'm at that point. And no, I'm not getting mad. No, I don't need to go on antidepressants. I'm just, you know, frustrated because whatever I suggest, they say no. And then when they talk me into doing something that doesn't work, they're still mad. And honestly, this is why people get discharged from doctor's offices. They're like, see ya, I'm not putting up with that. I don't like that, though. I want to solve this problem. Now, mind you, I like to be devil's advocate. Why doesn't the girl want to go back to the GI doctor or any GI doctor? Well, in order to really look for an ulcer, we do something called an EGD. And many of you have had that upper endoscopy, you know, where they look in with a scope. I offered to her the barium, and not the barium enema, the barium study, where you do an upper GI, where you swallow. There's something you could do for those of you that don't want to do the scope, where you swallow a drink, and it's fluorescent. And if you see some abnormalities and a little bit of roughness to the contour of the stomach, you could maybe deduce that or guess that that could be an ulceration or an area. I mean, there's no, they don't want to do that either. So I'm really at the point of saying, look, I can't help you. And I just get so frustrated. Now, I know some of you are right now yelling at the radio. Well, just tell them to go blah, 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 beep, 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 beep. And I can't do that. Have I in the past? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not afraid. You know, but it just, but the reason why I won't is because the girl's in pain. And the mom just doesn't want her to go in for that other test. And I can understand. It's a little, nerve-wracking to think that you're going to have to be put under for a scope. I get that. But, you know, sometimes there's only so much your doctor could do. And you have these high expectations of your doctor. And I've even said, do you want to go to another doctor? Get a second opinion from me. No, we want you to do this. Well, then what am I supposed to do? And I hate that. I hate not being able to recommend anything else. All right, we have another patient today also. Just give me my blood pressure medicine. Well, yeah, but you have an issue for your blood pressure. I think you have an issue with your kidneys, where you have a narrowing of the artery to your kidneys. This is a very serious problem. Your blood pressure is 200 over 110. You're in stroke range. Nah, just give me my medicine. I don't have time to get this other testing done. I'm so frustrated. No, I don't want to just keep giving medicine if there's a pretty disastrous, dangerous reason for your blood pressure. That's like giving you iron tablets while you're bleeding to death, you know? So anyway, thank you guys for listening. I just get frustrated. No, nobody has to feel sorry for me. Trust me. I'm very fortunate and blessed, you know, thank God of my profession. But man, gosh, some people just really get under your skin. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about today. All right, we're going to be talking about, I don't know, I was so mad, I don't even have everything ready. I think I do. I got back in front of the microphone going, I'm going to complain about my day. And I'm sorry. I left my stuff in the other room. But, you know, no, I know what we're going to talk about. Medical advances, medical news, a lot of stuff. So you guys are just going to have to. Oh, you know, I remember one of the things we're going to be talking about is the anal lesions. Yeah, anal lesions. That's always a fun topic. All right. So please. You don't want to talk about anal lesions? Hey, if that's on my list, that's what we're going to do. Ooh, also robotic surgery. Oh, that's some cool stuff. Also, we're going to probably talk about some fake medications that are out there. So we got some cool stuff. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and email your questions at drdahlia.com. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going on break. Talk to you soon. We'll be back.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Listen to the show. I mean, you can walk and listen to the show. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting headline. Thin patients have a higher risk of dying after surgery. We've been spending the last few days talking about sleep apnea and obesity. And here we have a study saying if you're slim, you're doomed. In one study, they said slender people with a body mass index of 23 or less were 40% more likely to die within a month of a surgical procedure compared to those who were overweight. No, it's not. No, we don't all get happy. Come on. Leave the skinny people alone. It's not their fault that they get to wear size 2s and size 0s. All right. So why would that be? This is apparently published in this month's Archives of Surgery. Yep, that's a reader. Tunnel break down the door, running to the magazine rack. All right, apparently this does agree with several other studies where underweight people, apparently 20% of underweight patients who had coronary artery bypass surgery died in the hospital. Well, wait a second. Okay, all right, I mean, if somebody is underweight and has coronary artery bypass surgery, to me that means they got the nasty genetic kind of coronary heart disease. So I don't know if that's a fair you know, a fair comparison. But they said 20% compared to 3% of obese patients. So this really isn't going away. Oh, here's another good journal, colorectal disease. A study published in February in the Journal of Colorectal Disease, low BMI was a risk factor for dying after colon surgery. Now, this doesn't shock a lot of us historian types, because remember, being slim and skinny was a weakness. All right. Whenever, you know, remember parents would say, well, we got to fatten them up, you know, to keep them healthy. They look healthy, you know, healthy build. And we're not talking about grossly obese, but, you know, sometimes having a little bit more flesh was a sign of health. And that's because in the olden days, skinny people died sooner than older people. Than heavier people. They appeared to be more afflicted, you know, whether it was, and not so much malnutrition. It was just something that was a fact. Skinnier people didn't do as well or live longer than heavier people. So, well, what do you do? Do you gain weight before surgery? I don't know. I don't know what to do with this. You know, I guess they divided patients into groups, those with low BMI, those with middle, etc. And they actually found, they looked at the patients who were overweight did better than the patients who were skinny. Now, again, this goes completely against, I mean, what do I do with the last 3 years of shows? I've been telling everybody to get the weight down, right? I mean, because I think a huge risk factor for surgery is if you have sleep apnea. You know, you aren't moving that much. You could be cutting your air supply off in your sleep. So, and, you know, many people that are at risk for obstructive sleep apnea have weight issues. So basically what this study does is make me look stupid. All right, what am I supposed to tell you people? Yeah, you know, let's just go to the phone lines. what am I supposed to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, my name is Rick. I'm from Ohio, and I'm a driver. I have sleep apnea. I've also had open heart surgery just 12 months ago.
Oh, wow.
I have my spine is fused between the C5, 6, and 7.
Ooh.
With a metal plate and screws and bone grafts.
Mm.
I've had 4 sleep studies now, and I have sleep apnea, and I also have central apnea.
Mm.
And if you might want to explain central apnea, as that's an entirely different ballgame. So.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
No, thank you for your call. Central sleep apnea. Right, we've talked about obstructive a lot on the show, where your tongue goes to the back of your throat and your tonsils are big and it cuts off your air supply. Your central sleep apnea, remember, apnea means no breathing. Okay? So obstructive apnea means something is obstructing you so you can't breathe. Your brain's working right. Your lungs are working right. Everything's working right. It's just you have something obstructing the air. Obstructive apnea. Whereas central apnea means it's happening in your central system, which means your brain. So basically the brain doesn't send the proper signals to the muscles that control the breathing. And so people will stop breathing because of a central brain issue. Now, people that have central central sleep apnea, I believe are at higher risks for death. Okay, because obstructive sleep apnea, you could try to do something about the obstruction. You know, you could sleep on your side. You could have your tonsils taken out. We could do the jaw surgery, use the CPAP, etc. Sometimes with the central sleep apnea, you know, even altitude can do that. Now, yes, they will. They'll do a variety of things if you have central sleep apnea. I mean, another thing too also is medicines. We talked about this with Whitney Houston. Okay. Yes. One of the emails yesterday was, did Whitney Houston possibly have sleep apnea? I don't know. You know, but if you have the central sleep apnea and you stop breathing, I don't think that happened to her, because remember, she did fall into the water and did breathe. Although with central sleep apnea, you do go back and forth between breathing and not breathing. And they will still use CPAP with that. But you need to be watched a lot closer. And they will sometimes even use BiPAP, the bi-level positive airway pressure. They're going to probably cut back on your pain medicines. Now, this is interesting because if the caller has had a fusion and I believe a metal plate, he said, I'm assuming you have some pretty significant pain issues and your narcotic medications can cause sleep apnea. So there's a lot of, you know, heart failure, heart problems. Sleep apnea could cause heart problems, and then heart problems could cause your central sleep apnea. So it's pretty significant stuff. This is, you know, it's not easy. But when you do a sleep study test, they are going to determine that. They will determine central versus obstructive, okay? Whether you need oxygen, whether you need surgery, whether you need medicines to stimulate your breathing, you know, there's still a variety of things they do. But I honestly, I'm at the point where I want everyone to do a sleep study. I mean, but I do know, and this is what we were talking about the other day, where it's expensive. We were talking about how a lot of our drivers now are forced to get testing done in order for them to still maintain their credentials to drive, and it's very expensive. And, you know, what if you don't pass? I remember when a bunch of us had to do drug testing for work. I was like, okay, no big deal. You know, fine, count me in, drug test, fine. You know, and everybody else was like, oh, no. I won't be able to get the job. How can I feed my family? How could you feed your family? Don't do the drugs. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, I drive a truck.
Another
truck? Sleep apnea deal. I'm 6'1", weigh 260. My neck size is 18. And they're going to make me take a sleep apnea test. I've never had a sleep problem. And my local place where I take it's going to cost me $4,340.
Oh, boy.
If I don't have to buy the CPAP machine. That's what's rubbing me the wrong way. They're going to make me take it because my neck size is above a 17. I'm a big boned person. The other thing I don't like is that these cell phone laws, they were stuck down my throat because a guy in a pickup hit the back of a truck. It was a pickup, not a truck, big truck. And they can't do nothing about the cars. The cars can run around texting and talking on the phone, but I can't. I put at least 150,000 miles a year on a truck, so I'm better capable of doing more than one thing at once than somebody in the car is when a woman's trying to put makeup on, talk on the phone, and drive.
Pluck her eyebrows.
Don't work.
Yeah.
There's other rules that get stuck down our throat we don't like, but ain't nothing to do about it. Because they're the law, but they don't know anything about trucking because none of them's ever been in a truck or you ever been outside of Washington.
I agree.
So thank you for your time and I'll keep listening. Bye-bye.
No, you're sweet. Thank you for calling. No, whoever can get regulated gets regulated. That's what's happening. I mean, I've seen you guys out there, right? You're the ones telling me to slow down, flashing me that a cop is, you know, coming my way. I mean, you guys actually, I can't tell you probably how many times, because it's kind of not a single lane highway, but it's just a two lane highway going from Reno to Vegas. I think it's the 93. And that's 7 hours with only one pit stop to do that drive, right? Trying to drive just a little bit above the speed limit. I can't tell you how you guys out there kept me safe, which is why I love truckers. And you do, you know, you tell me to slow down when I need to slow down. You let me pass when I need to pass. You tell me not to pass because there's another car there. Right. And I love working with you guys. You guys are my amigos. You know, like the three amigos, you guys are my amigos. But neck size, I want to look that up under break. I thought the average neck size for man is 19 centimeters. I want to look that up because if all of you have to be tested 17 above, that sounds to me like most of you men are getting tested. Huh, that's kind of interesting. But neck size and heart disease, that's not a bad topic. Let's talk about that. Your neck size and heart disease. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Neck size. I looked it up. Okay, I see one source where the average neck size, I'm surprised by this. One said the average neck size for a woman is 13.5 inches. Did I say centimeters? I said centimeters. I meant inches. Sorry. Inches, centimeters. Sorry. All right. Listen, it's been a long, long day. Give Dr. Dolly a break here. Yeah, I honestly, don't have that high in expectations, right, with me and my metrics. I was very good in math, geometry, my theorems, trigonometry, calculus. I just never got metrics. Cups and liters and kilometers and miles, that's my downfall. It's my weakness. Got up to calculus 3, did biostatistics, and I did it all. Just can't get my metrics. Okay, so let me see here. This was a study. This was I remember the study back in 2009. Sarah Rosner Prius, Masters of Public Health and colleagues found issues with neck circumference. It was a study that they conducted. They said the average neck size of a woman was 13.5 inches. Average neck size for a man was 19.5 inches. The researchers concluded that for every 3 inches of increase, men had a 2.2 milligrams less of good cholesterol, Women had 2.7 milligrams less. Now, of course, you know, good cholesterol, those are like the scavengers that go around and take the bad cholesterol and dump it. You want good cholesterol. The more good cholesterol, the healthier you are. They also found that in addition to body mass index, over 25 increased the risk of coronary events. So, of course, they said, you know, people with large neck size as well as smoking, diabetic, high blood pressure, stress, et cetera, you were all at risk for heart attack. Okay, well, that still doesn't. What are you supposed to do with your neck size? Okay, now let me see. There was another study here with blood pressure. Let me see if I have that. An increase in neck circumference of about 1 inch is expected to result in a 2.5-point rise in blood pressure. They say neck circumference was even more accurate a statistic in terms of predicting cardiovascular risk in women and men. Now, in this study, the average neck size was 16 inches for men, 13 for women. Okay, so what are you supposed to do? You know, watch your stomach size, watch your, I mean, again, losing weight all around helps. But like the previous caller, you know, that's his build. You know, I call it the linebacker build. My husband has it too. And my boys have that. They are very stocky. Well, my kids not yet, but I could see where they're growing. Now that one is kind of going into puberty. He's got the big shoulders, you know, kind of the triangle. Small waist, small tushy, but big. Yeah, it's hard with the tushy. When I need to spank these kids' butts, there's no tushy, so I can't do it. If they had tushy, maybe, but there's no tushy there. So, you know, you do the timeout thing, and you tell them to sit on their tushy, and then they can't because they don't have tushy anyway. And they love her. But anyway, muscles. And so, like my husband, he has a big neck. When he has to buy a shirt, we have to go to a special store because, you know, if we go to one, I mean, he loves doing the whole, you know, let me leave the shirt collar open and wear a sport jacket because he hates having to button it up and wear a tie. Right. But we do. We have to go to a sports store, you know, where, you know, prior athletes or people with big necks. You know, I can't tell him it's a fat neck because it's not. He's not fat. It's just he's, you know, he's buff. Burly. He's mine, though. He's mine. Okay, don't be trying to Google pictures of him. He's all mine. But I got to tell you, though, I mean, I still am having him evaluated for sleep apnea because he does have it. You know, some of you got it or you don't. You know, for those of you men that got to have that kind of build and benefited from it in high school with all the girls, you know, wanting to be with you in Letterman jackets, etc., because you weren't kind of the skinny, small kid. The skinny, smaller kid is kind of actually doing better from a health standpoint than many of you big football player types. So, you see, it just kind of comes around, right? Might some of you benefit, some of you don't. Depends on where you are with that. But, so neck size is an issue. And it's just frustrating because for those of you truckers out there that have to get the sleep apnea testing, if they're going to, you know, measure, you know, come up to you with the tape measure, ooh, don't come up to a tape measure with a woman. You don't. You get slapped. You don't want to get slapped. But I guess for many of you out there, they're coming up, measuring you, finding how many inches you are, and then they're saying, well, you got to get a sleep study. Now, I mean, granted, I think many of you do have it. I do, and I don't think it's a bad thing to get tested. I just wish it wasn't so expensive. And again, is it in the Obamacare law? No. I didn't see that in the Affordable Health Care Act. Please cover sleep apnea testing. Now, they'll cover birth control, which is nice. That's nice. We see it to me. Right? What are our baby boomers going to need? What are many of our Medicare recipients going to need? They're going to need sleep apnea testing. It's going to be a matter of time where we all have to be tested for sleep apnea, every single one of us. I don't know why it has to be so expensive. You know what they are going to start doing to make it cheaper is you could be tested at home. You know, you don't have to go to the hotel room and be hooked up. There's tests they could do to test you at home. It's not as fancy-schmancy a test. But then maybe some of you may have to do one, you know, that type of testing where, you know, they could set up the gear at home, have you go to sleep and come back. I kind of like that, you know, because I just don't like, you know, not sleeping in my own bed. I don't sleep well. Even when we go to a hotel, I just don't sleep well. I need my pillow. I need my blankie. I need my kitty cats. You know, I need to hear the dogs panting. I just do. I don't do well, you know, sleeping when I travel. So, except our trailer, I do pretty well. So, all right. So, but that's what I think. You know, there's a lot of things that they need to figure out. Honestly, what I think they really need to spend time doing right now is figuring out how to do many of these things cheaper. Now, they're saying ways to cut costs in Medicare and medical care is, you know, go after the doctors, penalize the doctors, make the doctors look like bad guys, and stop ordering the tests. Okay, that's not solving the problem. Right, we're going to do the tests. We're going to have the transplants. We're going to have the knee replacements. All right, you can't stop aging. You can't stop technology. You can't stop progress with us having higher life expectancy. Figure out how to make a knee replacement cheaper. If the average knee replacement is $50,000 to $75,000, can they figure out how to make that cheaper? Can they? That's really what they need to start spending time doing, right? Not going after Susan Komen, you know, Foundation, which, by the way, they're having a lot of problems, the Komen Foundation. Apparently, because of all that Planned Parenthood backlash, executives have quit. From what I understand, they're still raising money, but not like they used to. And I really feel bad because I don't think that foundation wanted anything to do with politics. And honestly, I think most foundations shouldn't. I think if you're trying to raise money for underserved people and you're trying to raise money for breast cancer research or any sort of cancer research, I don't think it should be political. I don't think Congress or Washington, right, should use any of these foundations also for their political gain, i.e. Planned Parenthood. So they're really taking a hit, and that's why I said, you know, a while back, you know, maybe what they need to do is, and I hate to say this, but maybe reorganize under a different name or something, because what the media did to them is completely crucify them. And all they're trying to do is do breast cancer research, and they were giving money to Planned Parenthood. They tried to, you know, reorganize. Planned Parenthood doesn't do mammograms. So can they, you know, could their money be better spent instead of giving it to Planned Parenthood? They don't want to be involved with the political organization. Planned Parenthood was in the political hot seat. I don't blame Komen Foundation. Go, look, let's just deal with our breast cancer patients and our ladies. Let's just do that, you know, and help other factions of underserved patients and populations of such. Like Texas, there's a Texas Women Health System that now is getting defunded by the government because they don't want to work with Planned Parenthood. So what's very scary about what's going on is if an organization wants to avoid politics, they want to stay out of it, which is all Komen tried to do. Komen's like, oh, there's all this heat with Planned Parenthood. Let's get out of this. We have to make sure we do what we need to do and stay, you know, true to our mission statement. Otherwise, we're going to, you know, lose donations. It's just same thing with Texas, the Texas Women's Health Organization. They're like, let's just stay away from the whole Planned Parenthood thing. It's too hot. Yet, because of our current administration, anybody that won't deal with it is getting punished. This is wrong. Something's got to be done with this. If you don't want to be involved with politics, let these people stay away from politics. This is crazy. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Ryan from Toledo writes, "Doctor, I heard you talk about teachers wanting to see their students' Facebook pages. Have you heard about employers demanding to see potential applicants' Facebook sites?" Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's been huge. I still don't understand why Facebook is as big as it is. Yes, I jumped on the Facebook bandwagon, but anybody in radio or in the media should, because that's, now one of the biggest outlets for you to talk to your fans and talk to your listeners, off air. It's just in terms of privacy and in terms of other people judging you on the site. Oh, man. I I'm still very intimidated by the whole cybersphere. I'm still kind of scared by it, like Star Trek. I watched Star Trek, but I was still, scared watching Star Trek years ago, right? That whole space thing, cyberspace. I think because it's unknown and it's empty and you could fall and asphyxiate. I don't know what to tell you guys to do. If you're trying to, you know, apply for a job and somebody says, I want to see your Facebook, and that's the type of employer that you have that wants to invade your privacy, I think your answer should be no, thank you, take a job and shove it. All right, easy. But that's easier said than done. You have to feed your family, right? You have to, why would the job want that? Well, here's the problem. Okay, now I am trying to, I always like to be devil's advocate on the show to figure out what the other side could possibly be. Okay? And by the way, let me preface this by saying there's no freedom of speech. All right, whatever freedom of speech we think we're guaranteed by the Constitution, you lose it. You lose your freedom of speech all over these internet sites. Because if you post something, it could be held against you later. So I'm not sure what type of, I'd like to actually look into what type of companies are doing this. But if these companies are potentially liable for any social networking their employees do, now is there an argument? I mean, I don't think there should be any argument. I'm playing devil's advocate here. Okay, nobody should be going into your private diary. Nobody should go into your private Facebook, etc. However, are companies getting sued if there are things occurring, let's say, on the internet? I mean, for example, schools always seem to be under fire when one of their teachers does something on Facebook. So, you know, some schools are saying, teachers, can you not be on Facebook? And then people are saying, well, yeah, but that's a violation of my rights. I should be allowed to be on Facebook. So, you know, if employers have absolutely no liability and no repercussions on what you do online, and you could do whatever you want, you could say whatever you want, you could, you know, whatever, and the employers are good, the employers, I agree, absolutely have no business being involved or giving you certain restraints on what you could do with the social media. But I don't know if that's the case. Because, yeah, when I first heard about this, I'm like, what? What kind of a sadistic, control freak boss wants to look at your Facebook page? You know, that's ridiculous. But from what I'm hearing, there's a whole other side to this. All right. If you're representing the company and here you are saying racial slurs on your Facebook, you look like you're, getting completely wasted or bombed or whatever. And you're supposed to represent the company. If these guys could be liable, they want to know what they're getting into. And that, like I said, we lose a lot of our freedoms now with this whole internet social media thing. You know, I'm not sure that it was ever such a good thing. It's just you can't stop it. I mean, it's huge. Now, remember about, gosh, was it about a year ago? One of my listeners said that everybody in the office is quote-unquote Facebook friends with their boss. The boss is like a 50-year-old somebody, right? And, yeah, Facebook isn't just for the teens, people. I mean, this is middle age, and, you know, I mean, my mom, she's in her 60s, and she's on Facebook, too. She, you know, which it kind of stinks because she'll comment, you know, on what I write. I kind of want to block her, but I can't because she's my mom. But anyway, I guess the employee said, look, everybody in the office is friends. I'm not. I think I'm going to be behind the eight ball, but I really don't want my boss on my Facebook. Yet she's looking at it as an act of war. That's true. If people don't accept you as a friend, right, that gets ugly. If you drop somebody, right, block them, defriend them, that's an act of war. You don't want to have that relationship with your boss. But here we had somebody say, look, everybody else in the office is doing it, which means I am getting singled out. What do I do? Well, one thing I recommended to them is come up with a separate Facebook account. All right. Maybe have your personal one, a very, very private, you know, like I'm sure Brad Pitt's Facebook account doesn't say, hi, I'm Brad Pitt. Right. Angelina Jolie's whipping boy or whatever. You know, it probably, you know, probably has Bud Jones or something like that. So maybe have your real private one, Bud. Okay, you know, but then you have one that is your professional Facebook thing. I mean, if you're really stuck in that stupid situation, but I got to tell you, it's more common than you think. There, I joined Facebook. Here, the boss will get wise if it's a fake one because you only have two friends, but maybe have a professional one. And honestly, I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. And I don't like to take guys any bad ideas, but I don't like to quiesce to all this employer baloney that's going on with Facebook. But if you're in a position where, you know, you don't want to lose your job and something like Facebook is that important, then just kind of have the superficial, hi, I'm going to work today. You know, I had a great day at work. Can't wait for the weekend. I'm going to do whatever. This movie was great. You know, but any of your, because, you know, I know some of my staff, you know, complain about me on Facebook. I know. I'm not friends with them because I want them to have that privacy. Right. But I've seen it. You know, people tell me about it. You know, oh, man, gosh, you know, it stinks because I really don't want to know. You know, they had a bad day at work. It's tough, but I want them to have that privacy. But you have other bosses that think they could control that. And, you know, if you can't leave that job, I suggested to that person they leave. But if you can't, because we're in the middle of a recession and jobs are hard to come by, then sometimes, well, then fine, play the game. Here, you're on my Facebook. You know, here's pictures of my puppy, here's pictures of my, then everything's fine. You never have to defriend them, you never have to, but your private stuff, keep private. Like, I gotta tell you, private stuff isn't private anymore. You know how many tweets I get from some of you listeners with spam? I know a lot, I know that's not you talking to me. It's somebody hacking your account. So, again, here comes, there's, you know, you, that's what's so dangerous about a lot of this. You're, you know, somebody could hack into your account, and then, contact your boss. It's, you know, I don't know. There's no ground rules. Remember, the whole social media cybersphere grew too quickly for us to figure this out. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had that problem many years ago. Vegas grew faster than any city I've ever grown and lived in. And I've lived in Phoenix, and Phoenix was fast growing. And Vegas grew so fast that the infrastructure couldn't keep up. They were going to expand the big spaghetti bowl we have, which is our main interchange in our city. And we were looking at the plans. I believe this was back in the late 90s. And they were going to expand it from a one-lane interchange to two. And we're like, two? That's not going to cut it. We needed two 5 years ago. And you see that. You see that sometimes with growth. Now, I think Vegas has caught up. You know, but it was something we noticed where the infrastructure just wasn't there because the city grew too fast. And you know, now everything looks good and fine and dandy. And now we're actually having, you know, commercial real estate go out of business. We grew too fast, right, with the recession, et cetera. But same thing with the internet. We aren't prepared. Now, Facebook is coming back saying, look, they're going to sue. They will sue employers. They're now saying they'll get involved and they will sue employers if employers demand to look at your Facebook. It just, another answer saying, I don't have it. I'm sorry. I just listen to Dr. Dahlia online. That's all I do with my computer, you know, and that's it. And I think they'll understand. All right, guys, we've got a lot more to talk about on the next hour. If you could stay with us, please do. This is Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.